ikan dengan turang nama ramah kerabu nama lelawa enam puluh lima buah New Zealand di bawah usia enam bah City lima buah Wellington enam Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM awak boleh tu ikan dengan turang nama ramah kerabu nama lelawa enam sana tinggal kembali nombor dua kena sampai begitu tu enam puluh lima buah Wellington enam puluh lima kah so awak boleh tu gani enam ada tali enam ada nimbula enam ada ningganga ni wanita turang atas Yesus Kristus kau ni takkan bos ni kalau enam ada rumah ni kuat enam bila bau ngerti enam bila tumbir ke weekend enam siang ni dai nak ni bulan ni tahu tu nak ni bulan ni tahu dah tu boleh vale senda baru tu boleh menolong kelaka senda baru tu main lawan ni motka pun ada bangau baru mungkin nama takkan siang ni dai sanu kita bi mau weekend dah begitu weekend enam takkan siang ni gua enam Wellington Access Radio enam 2.2 FM enam siang ni kan ikua awak ni takkan nina kau tiket daru nak kalau kini dua tangan lebolo di bingkarami enam siang ni dai lagu tu bagaimana ni selan diwangito semangande semaizakaka semaibuli sesama ilion bulu tunde itu enam bulu anggo ni selan di kau bagai tu enam bulu anggo Wellington awak sama ambulat tu enam weekenda enam siang ni kan ikua esana raba raba kalau mai kini enam siang ni kan ikua ambar mai la umbeka fa kon robin bua suma zwata mai ba patikira o kadam mai biti te levu rewa serwa una mosi sene ula la bena roga patikira musa sana la bulo mai kila au sa ngom bulet gani era simla ni kwa na ya tali ni wali tura ko si su kristo
emi ani de vasto sa wala tura ngresinga bena kani ko praise on the check mana mai kenga selu emi ani. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's still Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Leonis and Sugaloto, Kamani worship centers, so we can meet Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but if you can't go get us and vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we welcome the weekend. So we can sell ni loniloti, loniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then sing ni loniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikoa to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the hearts that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local we get on my TV in the Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarongi Kunavali Babies Kimanis on a change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my craze because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give their heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, sakamekovunywa, so we can just look bullet. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the sir to my television, my Kandabu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, come do my Lavizak and do Malombula, now I live in a cemetery, come do my Namukilau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my only Lau, Fulan, Batakiong, and Nimbulavinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulavinaka, and as Matakanisan in I, Mina, as Samala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulavinaka, Watalakina. Mwala, nyimbula binaka. Sani uleza mai bono batu, ukatalaki na mai kandabu, mai zake ono, kutu sobu sargira, nyimbula binaka. Atu ya soma malabu, nyimbula binaka. Kimundo mai nasoso, mai naviti, kumatalaki na kimundo mai alombi mai waya. Daroga da tukuna tukuni alo nikuwa, da vanga vini binaka tikuwa na turanga, hena singa binaka nikuwa. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Daroga da nikuwa na tukuni alo, we ingaswe, na na kaya tusana katiko. Hemeni, na kago tusana ka. The things that you confess, he'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. La kago baga tu sa na ndona singa na tomba le mai veiko. Malaba. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wa mula tal de weekend na turanga na marama dor wono ngelewa da da obisa. We stay sendi todo ngelewa obisa. We lori todo ngelewa obisa. Ni mbula mina ga ndo shema ti kumai. Sanga ngule da bi kemnina. Da da ba matai valu. Dele na mbua mai dele na maka mai waya bi mai lotoka. Vature ku kumai. Lambasa ni mbula mina ga. We kemba kele ni matai valu. Nimbula binaka vikem ndo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai Syria ina vendela na nimbula binaka ina singa binani kwa ne roitabi me gero bambula tiku vikenda ina singa binani kwa seta na ngule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni la kwangi to bala laka vangande bagabuli seke muni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ye bulo ni tiku kina kwa misa bambula tiku ina foswa to toka tulan raki to bosu wa bagalindi marabu la roitu na sa sokolami wa ingena kitale na embasi kale bumai Ombega ziriawa pokatalaki na enu de tambongo enu mayas matagani sini na inda boga bibi na kapo ale bwana kalu boga so soma da bwana turanga kabi ko ya toga esa bugo de bugo tuna lange free ko gereza tuna matali sina sina ni sobe
amani
amani iko soma na liwali wa iko soma na wai yo na kalu so mara ga tumai uza mai lo malange ke na matali sina berli wi sa o mena ngona ni ata boga te kinoa ke na zangi ro de gubo so mali mali gubo tali gwa sanga boga ndo ni bo stail na zangi sulia na kalu Kabi kenda ni voltambu, ena mazi ule kena wase tini gandua, ruso ulgo walu, ruso ulgadiwa, ina tolso ulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kwenye mdu bando sa, oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata. Eso sa, oda, oda ni dolata sa andreke, so sa andreke, andreke sa herra, so sa herra, herra sa abiu. Kwa ikatu kwa chisu, ndula kwa maibia, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kwa ndula kwa maibia, kwenye mdu bando sa, oda ni dolata, ni dolata bibi, Hallelujah. Doctor Weekend, Doctor Weekend, no one will be
Many.
Many. Ni sarao rao na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo stibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti ni. Uo stibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuri sambula boseni kalau kau kau hangat sara kemuzunga na iselu ombatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezruma gay bagatakila mesuaka gay wasia ezruma gay bagatakila mai la kau sini kila
Amen.
Mena hel talaga na ona mena nduri mata ikwa kena rarere ikwa kasi talaga ndura ka kendo rubuni tagarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisoko songo lotu wa Kristo. Endo na kamusiti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kenda daula ngatu wale na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. kembali ni bishule titi wana kalo dola kumai biyao mai tolo kumai mai ukoe lenga ukoe nyera ukoe matamboko ukoe matareba ukoe putu biyao ukoe ndamudabua kawa ukoe alame lako tolo kumai ni lako tolo kumai ukoe magandua ngaya wanda nizolata na izolzola mbibi kalimi mekana watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe mosu biiko nduwe mwela kamiko nga ina numa tiko ekali tiko na kalo sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko ukoe hena mataka nisigeni kuwa menda lako mai biiko ya hena mataka nisigeni before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na bosa ngai labute tukuna na yalo tukiloma. Hangi kau tisuelewa kiko kila mandanga na isoli isoli nikalo ubataki kwa bosiongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila na isoli isoli nikalo ki kina kiko bosu tukungo. Oi kuna kerebi kwa na wai kolo lakopo tuma na bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. His spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikada Sigatambu, not Tamago Turanga Bakatawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I ayani Tikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina in a lounge, open space, but it's gonna Neto store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu, and I ayani Naneto Sulana Tinago, and Mavaro Tikitona Vimada, Kitona Dandabu Kitona Yetuna Langser, Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. I'll tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. I want Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, Valmevesu, Gora Kamovina Kakina, yes. Kamovina Kakina, Kuana Kamaviko. You're going to tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife. For that benefit, yes. We can't have a Kamati, we can't have a Matuvali. You could say, Tiko Matuka no Matuvali, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. How sakila na nungu na numa mimboletira. Nona chukuika, nona tangi chukuika, nona waru laki chukuika. Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Memboleti kemdo. Sangatan ngwe kila. Oyu kontu na numu itu tuba. Ngarumu da tuni kuwa. Na ta. Okre randini. Pa uti manda numu itala na memboleta na wai yuko kute ni binu muta. Na una sarevi kumekina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And bintang yang gusto nang duwang na nanan ng endabo yan sa nanan dabo sa nanan dabo bandwa. Aw sige, eleven ng una ba kain do hon tiki ang mundo kaya? Bala ka nang una may wati kina, aw bang ganga, why? And, you know, you receive information, kem do kaya to kaya nanda kuna, kem do kaya da kabango, kem do kaya da kabango. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. Kwaya ko lebe ngo nondo tanlo tchuki kena ngo na me mati kena na tamango aungai bangangara aulo to wesle aungai bangara ikoya au sanga nyela ko mo tvala iburbura. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. Aunque vanga recoya, o duro mo kada na Samsung lot. E ronga na balot o sangi duro mo na lotu katolika pati kena lotu Mormon. Kena lotu kabito. Kena ba o duro mo to. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question. Why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba Bulivikina, Bulivikina, and Dunikatini. I believe the making and the law.